I don't even know where to begin here. If something happens one time, I can consider that a mistake, maybe a one-off type of situation. But when it happens again, not even one full week later, I consider that to be a message. For the second time in less than a week, the Phoenix Mercury have been kicked off of their home court. They are in the middle of a playoff run, the most important part of the WNBA season. These are the games that matter the most. Legacies are established in the playoffs. Well, legacies are established in the playoffs in the NBA. There's no such thing as a legacy in the WNBA because very few people are watching. I don't give a damn what the media wants to tell you. I saw a headline this morning. All eyes are on the WNBA. Really? Really? All eyes are on the WNBA? This article was talking about the surging television ratings for the WNBA this season. We had our most watched game since 2008. You want to know how many people tuned into the most watched game in 13 years for the WNBA? Around 700,000. Whoa, I am really impressed with that number. Joe Rogan pulls 700,000 viewers in an hour. When double the amount of people are watching professional wrestling, WWE wrestling, which is a dying, a slow, painful death in the ratings, but when double the amount of people are watching that than are watching WNBA basketball, I wouldn't go around bragging about your supposedly surging ratings. Matter of fact, players in the WNBA, they're most interested in building their legacies off the court than for anything that they're doing on the court. Sue Bird is more famous for banging Megan Rapinoe than she is for anything that she's accomplished in the WNBA. Sue Bird, she's a big proponent for equality. WNBA players, they should be compensated the same as NBA players, even though no one gives a damn about their league. These ladies, honestly, they should be happy that they're being compensated at all, since they've never made a profit. But let's not go down that road again. Back to the topic at hand. Last week, the Phoenix Mercury were kicked off their home court, their home arena, so some pop star from Colombia could hold a concert. I think his name was Mahmood or Mamuma. Hell, I don't know what the hell his name was. He's not on the level that should be moving playoff games in professional basketball. I do know that. This week, the Phoenix Mercury have been moved again because their home arena, the Phoenix Footprint Center, booked Disney on Ice. Disney on Ice. It's embarrassing enough that your single elimination playoff game got moved over for some pop star, not even a homegrown American pop star either. You got moved because Pablo Escobar's 50th cousin from Colombia wanted to sing Balamos in your home arena. And now you're in a heated playoff series and your game is getting moved. So little Oscar in Phoenix can go watch Mickey and Minnie Mouse float around on ice skates. This is humiliating. This is embarrassing. The media, they'll have you believe that the WNBA is this big, important league. All eyes are on the WNBA. These players are stars. Sue Bird has 600,000 Instagram followers, superstar. But let me ask you this. If the WNBA is so important, how come playoff games continue to be moved? How come they have limited merchandise available? Go right now to NBA.com or NFL.com. And look at their online merch store. You can buy jerseys or swag for damn near every player in the league. Second string running backs in the NFL have jerseys available for sale. They've got every piece of clothing that you can imagine. Now contrast that with the WNBA. There are around 200 players in the WNBA right now. You know how many of these 200 players have jerseys available? Less than 20. Less than 10% of the league has merch for sale. Why? Why is that? Well, there are a couple of reasons. Number one, the WNBA have never turned a profit. And when a business is operating in the red, they implement cost-cutting measures. Providing merchandise costs money. The WNBA, they don't have discretionary income to spend. There's an option on their website for the remaining 90% of the league without jerseys that you can customize a jersey with their name on it. Basically, it's built to order. And number two, why would the WNBA waste money producing merchandise when very, very few people are going to buy it? Well, KC, how do you know very few people buy WNBA merchandise? The answer is simple. If the jerseys were flying off the shelves, the WNBA would keep them in stock. Businesses, they tend to keep high-selling items on the shelf. How many times have you been to a gas station and they're out of Coke? Never. If you do a search for the WNBA right now, you will find countless media outlets promoting the league. They're going to tell you that the WNBA has never been more popular. Ratings through the roof. Why does the media continue to promote the WNBA? It's not because the product on the court's any good. Have you ever watched a WNBA game? It's painful. The media promotes the WNBA because the players are loyal to the cause. But no matter how much free promotion the media wants to give the WNBA, it does not change the fact that most people in America don't care about it. If the WNBA, if the Phoenix Mercury were really that important, they wouldn't be hosting playoff games in college gyms, college arenas. They wouldn't have their playoff games moved because Disney on Ice is in town. I read a report that this game was moved because of a scheduling conflict. Have you ever heard of this happening in Major League Baseball, the WNBA, the NFL? Hell, even Major League Soccer, the NHL? No, and it's not gonna happen. If there was a scheduling conflict between Disney on Ice and the Pittsburgh Penguins, guess who's getting moved? Mickey Mouse. When it happens in the WNBA, Mickey Mouse is king, and the Phoenix Mercury are catching an Uber across town. All right, you guys let me know what you think of this happening again to the Phoenix Mercury in less than a week. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.